Shalom, חברים,
hello, friends. The
hello, friends.
You need to prepare the preparation.
Today, Bishkek, Moscow 3, Kiev 1. Let's hear from the Bishkek group now, please.
Bishkek, בבקשה, לא שומעים.
We cannot hear you.
Дорогие хаверим, братья,
здравствуйте. Dear friends.
Благодарю Творца за то, что сегодня...
Brothers, hello. I'm grateful to the Creator for... Let's thank the Creator for being given this huge opportunity today to speak before the friends, the fighters of the Lord. How wonderful in this time, the time of the morning lesson, when each one of you is shining in our eyes. Our 10, the 10 of Bishkek, we've been together with you for 5 years, trying to give contentment to the Creator, and we're trying to pass the light of the Lord and to the same extent, we want to invest all of our exertion so that we can pull the Creator to do His part and increase the importance of the Creator in our eyes. Please continue.
Hello, dear friends. I too am very happy for this opportunity. Over the past few months, our situation changed drastically, externally and internally. I think this was an answer to our collective prayer. It's impossible to know ahead of time what changes will come, but we know for certain that we need to ask together. And we're truly grateful to the Creator for giving us this opportunity to be part of this grand process of correction. I think that, well, it seems illogical, but I know for certain that the main thing is to be with the friends, with you, and we will succeed for sure. Despite what the ego says, when we are together, there's a strong feeling of confidence that we will succeed in doing this, in bringing contentment to the Creator and feeling this true love. Let's go to Moscow.
Before that, Baal HaSulam writes in letter 13, you should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one of the groups. When you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness. Again, Baal HaSulam letter 13. You should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. When you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high degree, a very high level of holiness. Moscow, please.
A question for an active workshop. What should we do with our intentions so that the upper light will affect us and connect us together? Again, what must we do through our intentions for the upper light to affect us and connect us together?
Um,
What we should do is truly in continuation to the preparation we had yesterday, to turn to the point of Ketil, to turn to the Creator, that so that each one of the friends turns to the Creator, and the Creator will help us for the entire 10. This is how we create an appeal to a single source, a single goal, each one out of his point, so that the light will connect our appeals.
Yes, yesterday in our Zoom meetings we focused on the issue of the prayer, and we brought out a prayer from our Zoom meeting. In one of the meetings was also wrote down the prayer. This helped us advance throughout the day, focus us, and we felt that connecting early now for this preparation for the lesson, that also prepares us for our collective request. We need to unite our hearts, unite our intentions. We have the same goal, and we have to share the same request.
We should remember that each one looks from a point which is just a single point of perspective out of something that is whole. We have to constantly search for the feeling that we are all one thing, all the time. And the recent time has shown the whole of humanity that we have one common fate, as Bala Sulam writes, one mixture. Rav gave us the example of a pot with soup and croutons cooking inside of it. So look for this feeling that I'm looking for one point, one perspective, but in practice, reality is that we're all part of one thing. And this search, that's the prayer. A prayer for connection.
Shaike.
Yes, and we need to simply revitalize this reality inside our intentions. What are our intentions? The acts of connection that we perform. And what do we want as a reward from these actions? What do we want to gain by this connection? What is the profit from this connection that we aim for? We need to connect all that to this unity, like in the excerpt we read before the lesson, to bestow contentment to our Maker.
All in all, we're trying to create some order, and this order is how to draw this reforming light, and specifically by us exerting and laboring, but not for ourselves, but for the friends, we can create this particular order that helps us to draw the reforming light. And that's all of our work.
Kiev, לא שומעים.
Вопрос молчаливому семинару.
Question for silent workshop.
Соединить наши искры в одном месте, единство любви и дружбы.
We ask the Creator together to connect our sparks to one place of unity, love, and friendship. That way we enter the lesson. Again, together we ask the Creator to connect our sparks to one place of unity, love, and friendship. And so we enter the lesson.